Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol writes a blog on local history, and I follow that blog and find some pretty interesting things there. And one of them recently was titled, A Few of My Favorite Texas Writers. Most of the writing you like on Texas is nonfiction, I gather?
Right. Most historians, I have some historian friends who will not touch a fiction book.
Really?
They never want them in their house.
Well, they miss a lot of good books.
They do. I'm not quite that bad.
And I would put Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry at the top of that list, and also Horseman Pass By. But, of course, I'm like you. I do like nonfiction. I like to read the real story. Your grandfather was a rancher, a cattleman.
Right.
And so that has influenced you a lot in what you like
actually,
to read.
And actually, he and Larry McMurtry's father were good friends.
Is that right?
They worked their cattle together. You know, they didn't have cowboys like they had 20 years earlier. And so groups of ranchers would get together, and my grandfather and Jeff McMurtry, and my grandmother knew his mother.
Well, it rubbed off on Larry McMurtry. Those are great books, and I think, although they're fiction, I think you get a lot of...
And a lot of it is true.
Oh, sure. You get a lot of great information there. So some of the ones that you mentioned here, and I'm interested, you said you did not like H.W. Brands, who is a familiar face on the History Channel and some other cable channels where they carry documentaries. Why didn't you like? And he's a historian at the University of Texas.
Right. But he has this bravado or something about him, you know. And one of my history professors in graduate school really influenced me and said he doesn't know anything.
But then you read a book by...
I heard him talk.
Oh, right.
I was at a conference at East Texas Historical Association conference last year or so, and he spoke. He talked for an hour almost without catching his breath, and it was very good. He had some good ideas, some good philosophy, and so I went back and I've read his books in there. The books aren't... They don't have the bravado in them that he has.
I see. So Lone Star Nation is one that you like very much.
Yes.
With H.W. Brands.
Yes. But
this is a history of Texas?
Yes.
Basically? Just a general history of Texas.
Yes. And there's another one, Passionate Nation. And it's by a guy whose last name is Haley, but it is not the guy out in Odessa. He's done, Passionate Nation is one about from Mexico, Spanish regime through the 1920s.
Why is it Passionate Nation?
I don't know. I didn't ask him when I talked to him.
Passionate, not compassionate, but passionate.
Passionate.
Well, like that.
Everybody was very passionate about Texas.
Pretty much had to be to survive, I think. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. We're talking about some of her favorite Texas authors. She wrote a blog piece about it. Another one you like is Empire of the Summer Moon by S.C. Gwynn.
Yes. Very readable. My other set of grandparents, my grandmother, her family lived in Jack County, and her mother hid from the Indians. So we're talking about these Indians that Gwynn is writing about. And I thought it was very, very interesting. He calls it, is it the Comanche Moon?
Empire of the Summer Moon is the
Summer
one.
Summer Moon.
Yep.
Well, she always referred to it as the Comanche.
Well, and there is that phrase. In fact, I think McMurtry's follow-up book to Lonesome Dove is called Comanche Moon, if I'm not mistaken.
And it was the it wasn't the Comanches as much as it was the Kiowas at that point in time. But yes, it was a...
Texas was a battleground more than people realized
yes,
for decades
yes,
and decades during
yes.
that period, in those eras. You mentioned some local historians, Thad Sitton and Jim Conrad, whom
yes.
we talked about recently, wrote a book called Freedom Colonies.
Yes, that's Nelandville.
That's right. Nelandville was established as what was called a freedom colony.
Yes, they were all over the place. And what a freedom colonies were settled by freed people of color as soon as the Emancipation Proclamation went into effect. They could not buy land. So they went and settled in this area around in the thickets. Any land that was not usable for growing cotton. Nealonville was one. There was one down south of Greenville called Center Point.
Right. We've talked about that place before for other reasons.
But, right. Yes. So, you know, I'm going to be doing some work soon with a minister at one of the African-American churches over in Greenville to see what we can find out about early churches.
At Center Point and elsewhere. And
elsewhere.
In Hunt County. So some of Carol's favorite Texas writers. We'll make a link to this this blog piece, and there's others that that you'll find out about as well. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.